This is Ron Moss from the Heart. I have noticed here lately that there's kind of a two-sided different type of shows on TV now. You have the shows that are 1,000-pound twins or 600-pound person getting physically able to get their stomach stapled. You have other shows that, people who were, ran 300, 400, 500 pounds able to do it, the natural way, so to speak, not to have to actually have surgery to get their stomach stapled, but eventually maybe had some type of procedure to get the excess skin off their body and did it in a healthy way. I thought about this because I'm still pushing this narrative, since I've gone through major surgery, lost almost about 60 pounds, and how hard it is to keep it down, how hard it is to continue to exercise, how hard it is to have that type of energy to keep going. It's hard, but it is realistic to be able to do it. But I won't say I'm fortunate, but I'm in a situation where, I haven't really worked a full-time job since March the 30th of 2022. And here we are now in March of 2023. And the 30th of this month will be a year that I have not worked, if I make it that far as not getting a job. But my point is, and what I've noticed is that when I see people who are struggling with their weight, who are struggling with, trying to find a way to exercise, who are still stopping at more fast food restaurants than what they eat at home, still not going to the grocery store and making the first stop in the fruit and vegetable aisle instead of going to the canned good aisle or the bread aisle or the other aisles that will not bring you into health consciousness, but will bring you into other consciousness and that are unfortunately not as healthy. And I know it's hard. But I want you to think about this, you who are out there and you're like me and you're trying to stay healthy, you have to figure out a way. And I know it's hard, for that person who has to get up in the morning, who has to, if they have a family, have to get their kids ready for school or get ready for the babysitter or get ready to try to fix something to eat, to take to work with you or, whatever it is that you have to do in the mornings. And then you get to work and you work those 8, 10 or 12 hour jobs. And while you're working, in between that time, if you didn't bring lunch, you're eating lunch or, what they have on site, or you're eating whatever closest fast food restaurant is. And then after that, you're trying to get to back home to or back to whatever organization or whatever church you belong to, depending on what day of the week it is. And then the other things that come up, particularly if you have kids, there could be a parent teacher meeting or something else going on. You could belong to different civic organizations or have other activities that you're involved in. And so you're trying to get to that or get to this. You could have issues with your car and other issues going on that you have to take place of. And so you're in a hurry to get off work to take care of all of that. And all of that stuff gets caught up and wrapped up into your day. And the one thing that you're not doing and the one thing that you don't think about more than anything else at all is your health. What are you going to do? And I'm sorry, people. You're telling me you're walking on your job, and I do all this walking on my job. That's good, but that's not enough. I only eat this or eat that or only eat once a day. That's good. But that's still not enough. And so here it is, In a 5 day or 6 day or 7 day work week, the question is, how many times did you push yourself physically as it related to your health and your fitness? What did you do for that 5 day or 6 day or 7 day that you put in your system that was good for you and not bad for you? What did you do? And I'm only saying this because it's still early. We're still kind of in the third month of the new year. You still have an opportunity to turn it around. You still have an opportunity to make 2023 a healthy and hearty and new experience of learning new ways, learning new things to eat, healthy things to eat, learning how to exercise at home, learning how to exercise. The goal is to try to get 30 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes or more a day. Try to get that in, whether that's walking, whether that's exercising. Try to look for foods. We all have access to so much social media that there's no excuse that you're not able to do your own research. Google what's healthy to eat. Google what's healthy to exercise. Google, there's so much you can Google. There's no excuse for you to be overweight. There's no excuse for you to be unhealthy. There's no excuse for you to walk 4 or 5 steps and can barely breathe. There's no use for you to be able to walk up a flight of steps and can't do anything else the rest of the day. It can get better, it can be better, but you got to put you first. You got to find a way in the course of those busy days, in the course of those 8 to 10 to 12 hours, that you got to make a 13th hour to take care of yourself. You got to make a 14th hour to figure out the foods that you need to eat. Eat more healthy than you do unhealthy. It will make an impact on your physical body. Exercise more and not less. It will make an impact on your physical body. It can make a difference. And just to throw this in, I used to always make this comment about how sometimes, back in the day, there used to be music charts and all that stuff, and it'd be the top 50 top music, that was played, or the top this. And I used to always say the unfortunate thing is for some African Americans or African American males, we're always on the top chart of negative stuff. And don't you know one of the things that we're on the top of the chart is we're more likely to die quicker than any other race of people due to our health. We live less than most other men, ethnicities of men, in this country because of our health, because of what we eat and what we don't eat, because of us not exercising, and we watch TV and see all of these athletes, right? African Americans, 70% African Americans in football, and African Americans in track, and we doing all these sports. But guess what? There's a whole lot of men, black men, that's sitting at home and not doing anything. I found out after I almost left this earth that I was killing myself. I thought about how I was one of those people that criticized the drug dealer, that criticized the crack addict, that criticized the alcoholic, that criticized the gangbanger. And I would tell all these people, if you keep doing that stuff, it's going to eventually kill you. And the whole time I was telling them that, and all that stuff that they was doing was illegal, except for the alcohol. Alcohol is legal, but you can kill yourself. The whole time I was telling all them, here I was legally, and this is the kicker, I was legally killing myself. It's not against the law to eat yourself to death. It's not against the law to drink yourself to death. And guess what we do? We eat ourselves to death because we can. And we drink ourselves to death because we can. Three things, real quick, that we can do to turn this around. One, make up your mind. You got access to social media. Google what's healthy to eat. And I'm going to say this. This goes along with, if you're not going to the doctor, go to the doctor, get a checkup. Let the doctor know that you want to start to exercise. Let the doctor know you want to change your eating habits to the better. Let the doctor know you want to go start doing some workouts. So he can kind of help guide you through that process, depending on what's going on with your body after he gives you that physical, after he checks you out, after you see that your heart isn't pumping the right way, your blood pressure's in the right place, your kidneys are doing what they're supposed to do, all your bodily functions are doing what they're supposed to do. Don't just get out there and jump out there and you're mentally ready, but your body isn't ready. Don't do that. Number two, do your own research too. Start getting your mind ready. Start changing your energy. Stop thinking about getting home and sitting down on my favorite recliner, sitting down in my chair, getting my beer, getting whatever, smoking my cigar, smoking my cigarettes, whatever. Change your mindsets, change your focus. Think about things. Think about when I get off, I'm going to walk around my street about three or four times. I'm going to the track and I'm going to do this. I'm going to one of these 50 gyms that I have access to that don't cost a lot of money to exercise, to work out. I'm going to get involved and I'm going to do things to challenge myself mentally. Read a book, study something, read the Bible, study something, change the energy in your life, make it more, more about being positive, more about, doing things that's going to excite you, that's going to motivate you. Do those things. It'll make you better, and it'll make the people around you better. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.